Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Night Music, Christopher Hindman, and I'm here with DJ Ali Baba, Ali Ghazani, and Jason Lawrence, too. And tonight's guests are Santa Lucia, LFR on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. And tonight's prescription is the pendulum swing. And in the shifting dilemmas of life, the pendulum swings in one direction, offering some kind of correction. And then we often find that the other side introduces a new set of problems, or the same problem in a new form. Major and minor movements of history possess a similar corrective rhythm, swinging from one extreme to another and finding trouble with both. The pendulum swings from one direction, often to an opposite error, or at best to a new set of challenges. We are continually responding to what we perceive needs correction. For example, the name of progress or evolution, there's been a swing away from tradition. And this has contributed to a different set of problems. While breaking away from the traditions, many now find themselves tethered in a sense to all things contemporary and individual, unable to draw on the riches of the history from which they have isolated themselves. And while the intent may have been good, and the shifts did separate us from certain problems, new problems arise. And how do we find a balance? So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight with Santa Lucia, LFR.
Ya no quiero más Guantánamo en mi tierra. Ya no quiero más vieque aquí en mi tierra. No quiero otro canal en Centroamérica. Yo quiero que pese y no aquí en mi tierra. Camino de la revolución. Señor, otro viene, se come el mandado. Como no interesa extranjeros. Sí, señor, explotan a los pobres de mi tierra. Libertadores en mi tierra, solo dictador encuentro en mi tierra, y el campesino se encuentra sin su tierra, a libre comercio no hay lugar en mi tierra. Camino allá por Monte Limar. Sí, señor, hay un señor explotador. Cómo no, que a su familia benefició. Sí, señor, del campesino de su sudor. Thank you. libertadores en mi tierra. Ni el campesino se encuentra sin su tierra. Hambre y miseria urbana hay en mi tierra. El campesino se encuentra sin su tierra.
Let's go. some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
We're back on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM and live streamed on CITR.ca. Now tonight we have a band that has built a history of addictive dance music around the Lower Mainland, creating a sound that evokes the early days of Latin funk, Santana, War, etc., while adding their own blend of rock and funk grooves, bringing to Canada experimenting rhythms like New York Ican Boogaloo.
Sounds exactly
like that. Oh, I tried.
Hey, let
I
him
tried.
Say that. How do you pronounce
New Yorican
Boogaloo.
New Yorican.
New Yorican Boogaloo.
New Yorican Boogaloo. Yeah, that's what I said. For those listening tonight and don't know what that is, it's a rhythm that originated in the burbs of Spanish Harlem and South Bronx by poor working class Latin Americans, especially of Puerto Rican descent in the 60s and 70s. People who suffered from marginalization, ostracization, and discrimination in the boroughs of New York City. You can say our guests tonight are trailblazers in a way, being the first ones in the city to record a Rock on Español album with local producer Larry Anschel of Pearl Jam and Nico Case. Now, playing every imaginable festival in BC and Western Canada, these guys became trendy among local musicians. They have never entered a contest, showcase, or gotten a grant, but being invited to any Canadian awards despite their uniqueness in the Canadian music festival circuit could be that we live in a time when the music system does a good job of excluding those who push the envelope, who are dangerous, who are different, who really didn't care if you liked them or not, but were originals with passionate audiences that the cognoscenti did not approve of. Man, this is a...
Yeah, I guess I should be...
Cognoscenti? What's that?
Here.
Did you guys write this?
Herman.
Who wrote this?
Habla.
You gotta ask my writer that.
Is he big into conspiracy theories?
He's out of the country.
Ah, okay. In Guantanamo, maybe? No.
I think he is in Guantanamo.
Hey, wait a second.
Extended tour.
So wait a second. Was that the last song or the next song?
Guantanamo was the song they played live at the first there. Yeah.
By the way.
Well, welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I did want to mention that I'll let Christopher mention the phone number. We're here with Santa Lucia LFR, Latin Funk Rock, here in the studio at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And they have brought some swag, what they call merchandise. Merch is in the house, and they're giving away some stuff. We got CDs and T-shirts. And all you have to do to qualify is give us a call and say hello. You don't have to jump through any hoops, be the ninth caller. You don't have to, like, second guess the last to third lyric on the fifth song.
Well,
just give us a call. So
I have
what's
two
the
questions.
Number?
What's a CD, and why can't we make them jump through hoops?
What's a CD?
What's a CD?
I don't get the question.
I'm
well,
just
we
kidding.
Have these collector items available for you today called CDs.
Right on. They look really
back
great.
In the day before downloads, they like, had something called CDs.
There's music on this?
We just call them fossils now.
They should sell all music like this. This is great.
You know, has anybody heard of the people who are hanging CDs from their Christmas trees and making like a really shiny Christmas tree? Because they make good ornaments as well as coasters too.
Ah. What's a coaster? Anyway,
This could go on a while, I think.
Yeah, it could. We're just swinging the pendulum wildly here tonight. Just thought we'd bring that
wildly.
So if you want to call in, the number is 604-822-2487, and we'll see if we can make the phone work. I'm not even really sure where it is. Anybody see a phone around here?
Say that phone number again, C-I-T-R.
604-822-C-I-T-R. And if your phone doesn't have numbers on it, or letters on it, it's 2487.
Yeah, just press the Siri button and say, please call.
Can you do that?
You can.
No way.
The robot computer knows all.
That's
so
amazing.
I did want to ask a question. First of all, you guys had something called Barbecue for the Kids. What's that all about? And is this a charity thing, or how did you guys...
That was something personal I did because I do work with kids, and the school of work at, they have a barbecue put together for families and stuff like that for, you know, inner school stuff. So it's pretty much like the beginning of the year, kind of welcoming those families. Mm-hmm. And so we just throw some hot dogs and hamburgers and, you know, we'll
put it together.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went all right. Yeah, it's good. I mean, for those in need, which pretty much everyone nowadays.
Yeah.
You know,
I have my own needs, you know. Is there any way for people to contribute to that cause in their own way?
Not at the moment.
Pull this mic right.
Not here. At the moment. It was this is the beginning of school year. It just my own school does that.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's kind of on a community level. That's, yeah. No, you know,
I mean, sounded like a charity thing or something. So I had to ask, you know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a great thing because, you know, the kids, some of them, they just don't have the needs or you know, the space sometimes to, you know, just to do a little barbecue and stuff like that. So it's kind of neat to do that for them.
Okay. So that can also work too. So, anyway. Go ahead, Christopher. You were going to ask about that pendulum swinging.
Sure,
swing
yeah.
Swing it!
What do you guys think about that? Is there an area of life where you've personally experienced like in a rejection of an old idea or trying to move from one thing to another, you found yourself wildly swinging, you know, like...
Well, Chris, I think that's kind of ever-present in life, man. You know, I mean, that's kind of a nature of existence in many ways, right? I mean, sometimes through growth, transformation, you know, kind of shedding old skin, moving into new things. I mean, that's where we kind of learn who we really are or who we're meant to become or, you know, I mean, we're looking at the past, we're looking at the future constantly. That's kind of the nature of existence, in my opinion, man. Not to get too deep, right? But, you know, our experiences kind of do mold us, right? And sometimes change is good. And sometimes we change and then realize, hey, maybe that change wasn't so good. Mm-hmm. But it's all growth, man. It's all learning experience, right? So we look back on different times. I mean, I can speak even musically, you know. I mean, we're a band sometimes, right? So, you know, it's interesting kind of even the evolution, I mean, of music itself, music you put out there, music you listen to, even the people you kind of hang around with, right? And you grow off, you know, everybody and you take those individual experiences and you grow from it. And then sometimes you think, man, was that the right decision, you know? But you just kind of have to have faith that the decision was made because the decision was made. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you grow from that, man, and you just keep growing. So whether we swing right, left, whatever the case may be, as long as you keep swinging, man, you know? That's what it's all about.
I remember when we were discussing this topic and coming up with this idea that you guys were saying, Christopher was mentioning, Ali, about how do you have fun and still be good? And naturally, I just say, play music, you know?
Yeah.
Socialize, mm-hmm. and that type of thing. But did you have a specific idea when it, like, can you expand on that?
It was basically just a question.
Just a question.
Which may be an idea in itself, yeah.
There you go, yeah. So. Because, you know, like, well, there's all these rules to follow, and then I just want to have fun, so can we push too far into having fun, and then we're not being good anymore, or right, or whatever. How do we be good, moral, upright people who are growing and while still having fun. What's
well, like I think both of you kind of mentioned, you know, the kind of constraints that rules can kind of place upon you, right? And I think that it really comes down to personal accountability, and that can mean a kind of myriad of things. Yeah, okay. I mean, you can be accountable to your own joy, man, right? You know, and if you don't take ownership of your own joy, nobody's going to do it for you per se. And then you put out that kind of energy, you put out that positive energy, and generally, for the most part, you're going to find like-minded people too, right? So what's really important is, I mean, naturally, there's going to be times when you got to put the work in, plain and simple, right? If we worked with no rules, we're like, I'm just going to show up to this tour 2 days late, no big deal, for instance, right? You know,
I'm not going to practice.
Yeah, I'm not going to practice. Right? Forget about it, right? I'm just going to show up to the gig 3 hours late, no big deal.
Play whatever notes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's not going to work out so well, right? Because you have personal accountability now to your fans, right? You get out there and you want to, I mean, if they're gracious enough to throw support your way for so many years, the last thing you want to do is let them down, right? Mm-hmm. That being said, how do you keep it unique and genuine? So, I mean, for us, I think the boys will agree, is that our music is an expression of joy, right? You know, like, and our thing. And if you get up there and you're too strict, you're too rigid, you know, I mean, people are going to feel that, right? Or rather not feel it. You know what I mean? And it's just when you get up there and it's just a pure expression and you're up there having fun, people are going to dig it, man, plain and simple. And they're going to have fun right there with you. You know,
right now.
Just like we're having fun with you guys, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's better than good to be here, right? So thanks for having us back.
Hey, thanks for being here.
So you got, go ahead, what were you going to say?
Yeah, constraints. Constraints are really good. Like you got John Lennon singing All You Need Is Love, and you got people pushing that one, swinging that one so far, right? And I think love should have constraints, and it's love isn't all you
but
need.
But not handcuffs necessarily.
Well, I'm not talking about the furry ones or the fuzzy ones.
As long as they're fuzzy.
I don't want ones that are going to cut into my skin.
You know what? As long as there's a safe word, right? I mean.
Yeah.
But I think we need joy.
Is it consensual?
Yeah. We need joy too. You know, like, yeah, we need love, but need...
I think what we need is kind of, everybody needs their own recipe though, right? You know what I mean? For joy, right? If we try to blanket statement, this is going to make everybody happy, right? You know, I mean, that's not necessarily the case, right? Sometimes people don't necessarily know how to be happy, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, we just get out there and kind of put that message out to personal accountability, man. Like, find what makes you happy, right? And sometimes that's a tough journey in itself, isn't it, right? Just even knowing and realizing what can bring you joy, man. But it's out there, right? Just because, you know, if you haven't found it yet, it's out there, man. And sometimes just searching for it alone can bring you joy, man. Mm. You know,
I like that.
Well, I want to know about that song. Okay, so you guys played a song when we did the introduction.
Yeah.
It was Guantanamo. Guantanamero. Anyway, so I want to know, like, the song right afterwards that you played, Christopher, that was also Santa Lucia?
Yeah, that was Politics of Homelessness.
Okay, now I even remember the title because I've listened to the album. We've got it here and stuff like that on the database. But that was some funky stuff. So what are you guys going to play next? And can I recommend, like, can I make a what do you call it to the DJ?
A request?
Can I make a request for something like as?
Well,
like
if we find a DJ, then absolutely, man.
Yeah. Sure. Can you guys pick one of your funkiest, funnest songs that you really enjoy playing a lot?
We just pretend to like each other, actually.
Yeah.
And that can be a source of joy.
Yeah. Totally. We have some boogaloo to play for you, actually, to introduce that kind of rhythm. Okay. Since we were on that topic,
what'd you call it? Nuevo or no? What was it?
New Yorican.
New Yorican.
New Yorican boogaloo. So,
next time, can you get your writer to spell that out phonetically for me?
Absolutely, yeah.
If he can find him.
All there was, he's fire.
He's out of the country. Is he running from something?
How convenient.
He isn't. Said he was. Yeah.
How convenient.
At Guantanamo.
All right, Santa Lucia on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Santa Lucia.
sing. So no more there from all over town. So no more people gather round. So now when they play the fiddle, so no matter where they're from, how many those some people shout to hear that drummer sound? So drummer.
Soul drummer for you guys.
All right, Santa Lucia on the Medicine Show. Is there an echo in here?
We're just trying to do our best not to blow the roof off here.
You know, those constraints, those are good. Yeah, that's good. I like
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes, yeah. Keeps you out of jail, man.
I'm sorry, there's just these ideas that keep coming to mind.
And, you know, speaking of constraints, we have to do these things called commercials. So we'll be right back with Santa Lucia on the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Hello, welcome back to the Medicine Show.
All right. You're going to lose their job. You can't be that good, Herman.
With our superstar co-host, Herman Cantillo.
Guess we're going to bring the next song. It's funny you mentioned over our phone call a couple of days ago about, you know, how depressing can it be with this rain?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways,
I love the rain.
Thank you.
Keeps it green.
But yeah, I know what you mean. You know, sometimes we need that vitamin C, vitamin D, you know, so...
Well, yes, okay.
All so, the vitamins, all right.
No, I have to mention, as the responsibility of the theme of the show, I like to bring in a little bit of... we're not supposed to give medical advice, but I have been told that with all the lack of sunshine, people are not absorbing vitamin D3 enough. So if you think that you might be a little down, can't sleep... restless, even depressed, but a lot of lack of energy. Ask your doctor about D3. So,
are you ready for a swing?
Wee!
Wee! I just met a lady who had, her and her dog had kidney problems, and I'm pretty sure the dog's kidney problems were at least unrelated to her dietary choices, maybe related to her in some way. But she had kidney problems because she was taking too much vitamin D.
Vitamin D3.
So there's the pushback, the swing back on the potential
on the vitamin D3.
Medical advice you weren't giving there.
I was not giving advice. You definitely
don't
talk
over,
to your doctor
overload
about it.
On the vitamin D just because we live in Vancouver. Consult your physician.
It's okay to put constraints on your vitamin D.
Be sure to register your copy of Sam.
Sweet. Anyways, Sam.
Don't know what that was.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Now the computer has gained sentience and is now hijacking the show.
Finally taking
it. And you heard it first here on CITR.
So I'm sorry, Herman. You were saying about the rain and I went right into my vitamin D thing.
Well, let's talk about the sun.
The sun.
And funny enough, I didn't plan this, but you know how we were talking about you know, sometimes we miss the sun and stuff like that. So I had a song, a little reggae tune we recorded last year.
Yeah. 3 years
ago.
Tropical.
3 years ago. And it's called...
Too much fun in the sun.
In sun years is 1 year.
Yeah.
This is something called Sun Refugee.
Santa Lucia on The Medicine Show. Live streamed on CITR.ca and on 101.9 FM.
Something about the sun, I need to feel its warmth today. Crazy mighty energy, it's been too long since yesterday. Some refugee, yeah, yeah, some everybody. Some refugee, some refugee, yeah, yeah. Some refugee. Smile in your face tells me everything. Mind a fall from rain, I feel your energy. Some refugee, I feel the sun, everybody. Some refugee, yeah, yeah.
Santa Lucia on The Medicine Show. And that was Sun...
Refugee.
Sun Refugee.
It's about a sun refugee.
So,
well,
a Vancouverite?
You know how snowbirds, you know, they go down south, right?
This would be the opposite of that?
It'll be the opposite, I guess.
Somebody migrates away, so they spend their time in that 24-hour... like the Arctic thing where it's night old.
Yeah.
I think they're getting too much vitamin D3.
Not enough constraints.
constraints. I gotta go where there's no sun. Too much vitamin D. Yeah. My kidneys.
Yeah. I've always been curious to go somewhere like that, though, like Alaska, when they have their. I think that would be so cool. Maybe not for like six months, but like. For like a week.
Yeah, not for an extended period of time. Yeah. Have you seen that movie? Was it called Insomniac or Insomnia?
So if you guys know of any, like, you know, tours and festivals in Alaska. Maybe
hit us up.
Upper northern. I mean, we've been up north would be good. We've been to Yellowknife, eh, Herman?
Yeah. That's where they made nice on it, yeah.
Is it okay, I saw the thing on Facebook that you guys were up at the Haida Gwaii Festival. This is true, right?
We actually just post a lot of fake photos out there. No,
that's
just
what I thought.
Yeah, no, man.
It was
you're
on the internet.
Us. You're onto us.
We're really good with Photoshop. That's our second hobby.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. It's amazing what you can do with apps nowadays, right? It was Edge of the World Music Festival. It was amazing, man. Haida Gwaii is a beautiful place for sure. And photo beautiful people. And the connection to nature there is huge, man. It was amazing for sure. It was an amazing festival, for sure. And they bring a lot of kind of art and culture there, too, right? Like, there's Lantern Festival they do. It was a really neat experience. Yeah,
at that festival.
Yeah.
Edge of the World.
Edge of the World Music Festival. It was really cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely did not expect that kind of a crowd, that big of a crowd, and that lively of a crowd in such a place. Mm-hmm. How's the transportation and everything? Was there all the...
Oh, Jason, man, that's what's really cool about that. You know, the people seem to have a really kind of close connection there, you know? I mean, they actually have hitchhiking stations. You know, like you kind of cruise around Haida Gwaii and there's this giant thumb that's taller than I am, and people kind of hang out there and just catch rides from people, man. You know, like my folks, they drove the, what is it, like 16 hours including ferry, whatever it is.
Rupert, yeah, something like that.
They came from a ways away in their F-150, and they see a drummer at the time, and was it you, Herman, or somebody? You and Chico,
yeah,
at the time, and they're wandering on the roadside, and then the next car to come around the corner was my parents all the way in Haida Gwaii, threw them in the back of the truck and drove to the gig. So.
Yeah, there was somebody doing crowd surfing in the for your show.
We fully encourage that. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, I was quite surprised because you know you're thinking it's a you know really rural community, pretty mellow and stuff like that. But there were really quite partiers out there.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, you get out to some of these places, and I wouldn't say there's not much going on. You know, there's a lot of beauty and everything else. But when something kind of a little bit different comes to town, they let it all out for sure, and we always appreciate that, right? I mean, we show up and they've had banners ready for us at gigs and stuff like that, and kind of the rock star treatment, man. It's no complaints here, right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Very cool. Yeah. No, I'm so. But.
So how about you? I mean, anybody hold banners for you guys? Or?
No. Yeah.
It's been a week or two.
We'll make a banner, man. You invite us back next time. We'll make a banner for sure.
It's been a week or two since somebody made me a banner.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm feeling a little neglected.
Yeah.
But I can't have banners every day.
It's when fans get you to autograph, you know, with permanent marker, you know, on their faces. That gets a little wild, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll never wash my face again.
It's like, okay, it's called a permanent marker, but you realize this isn't going to last forever,
right?
That's
right.
Yeah.
It'll
last for
is
like
this
a
like
week.
A tattoo?
Just a sander will take care of it, right?
Oh, God.
If I use a permanent marker and start jabbing myself with a pin, will it soak it and become permanent?
I wonder. Probably.
I think they call that stick and poke. Isn't that what that is? Stick and poke.
That's a whole another party, man.
A back alley stick and poke.
That's a traditional form of tattoos, and we've really swung away from that these days. We all have these fancy machines.
All these constraints.
We have to go back to using Sharpies and push pin.
I think so, man.
There's
back
a lot in that tradition,
of Sharpies
okay?
Back in the old days.
Yeah.
Swinging back and forth, baby.
Swinging, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how about another song?
How about it?
Otra, otra, otra.
We don't speak Spanish, actually.
All right. No. No. That's what the name like. What's the name of the song, and do you have anything to say about it? Like, you know, what it's about, or?
We got a sweet song that every time we play it, it's written in Spanish, but I think the melody in that song is what drives the people crazy every time we play it. So this one's called Cuento las Horas, Counting Time. It has a bit of a scat to it.
God. So why are you counting the time?
Good question.
question. That?
Are you like a total clock watcher, or what's the deal? And why are you counting?
I love that
time?
One.
Because you're getting older?
Three, four.
Okay.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. It's pretty catchy.
All right, Santa Lucia with Cuento Las Horas on The Medicine Show.
Ese día tan añorado por ti, entre aventuras y engaños, pero al fin, sueño de inmensa aunque nadie está dando, simplemente escúchame contar las horas para estar a tu lado y mira once de arena. Lo he volteado varias veces y cuento ese amor en tus brazos sentí en silencio. Mi tristeza fue saliendo de mi ser. Ese falso misterio que solemos creer. Solo miro al cielo y digo con todas las horas para estar a tu lado y mirar once arena. Me volteando y traeré de las costas tal y como son. Simplemente escúchame contar las horas cuando he nadado a tu lado. Mira, oh, si arena me he volteado varias veces y cuento las horas cuando no estás conmigo. Y mientras tanto tanto sueño que me tienes en tus brazos. Steering
Little darling, steer it up. Yeah. One love, one heart. Let's get together and feel alright. We're jamming. I wanna jam in with you. We're jamming, jamming. Hope you like jamming too. We're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, and hope you like jamming too. Ooh, 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 ooh.
All right.
Our 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah, I was trying to All right, we're back on the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM, live streaming on CITR.ca, and we have Santa Lucia in the studio live. Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hola, hola.
Hola, ¿cómo están todos? Están escuchando 91.1 FM.
Oh.
El show de la medicina.
What he meant to say was
102, ¿no?
Oh, 102.1.
Ah, qué bueno. Perdóname.
All right. I caught 2 and 1. And the medicine show.
El show de medicina. Cabroncito, mijotito, gordito, precioso.
Chingón.
Hey, Ali, you should say something.
All right, from now on, the show is in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Buenas noches, ¿cómo están todos?
Muy bien, amigo.
¿Cómo está?
Bueno, queso, enchilada, Dorito.
Cerveza, baby. Gotta bring it in, cerveza. Por supuesto.
That means beer?
That means everything means beer.
Dame un cerveza sin hielo.
Yeah. You guys speak French to me.
I think I'm starting to understand how Ali feels in Canada.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't listen. No. That's the thing about this show is not everybody has to understand everything. This is a... Yeah. This is supposed to be for the spirit of humanity, so a little bit of something for everybody.
Full on.
Right on.
And that's what's beautiful about music, isn't it, man? There's a good segue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, universal language, man. You know.
Exactly. It's amazing how people can come together from different cultures, and it's the one language. I've heard this being said. You can jam with people who don't speak your language. And
absolutely, and it's happened so many times, man. We just get on board with different musicians and... Especially festivals, right? I mean, you're meeting people from all over the world, and it's just insane sometimes the connections you make. And I mean, I've sat down and jammed with people and didn't even realize we don't speak the same language until after the fact, you know? Like, and then it's just a bunch of high fives, because what else do you have, right? But, you know, it's so cool, man. It brings people together, absolutely. And we can learn a lot from everyone that way and learn to respect everyone that way too, right? You know? Herman just came back with, I don't know, a different guitar or... he shined it up a bit. I don't know what happened, but
okay, there's this concept.
He's a man of mystery.
There's this concept in dancing. And if some people say that if you learn choreographed dancing, it's hard to go back to free form dancing. Mm. Is there this, like, speaking of the pendulum swing, is there such a concept in music? If you do not get formal education, do you find it easier to step outside of the, like, I know this band who makes up all their own chords without using the, the standard chords. They're just making stuff up. Right. They're one of the best bands I've ever heard. They're amazing.
Right. So. And, you know, I think what happens is naturally people kind of get trained in ear, you know, like your natural populace, and it gets used to these kind of chord progressions. So people sometimes like stepping outside of that box, don't they? You know, and listening to kind of different stuff because your mind can't predict it. And I mean, I remember when I was doing some kind of post-secondary music education, they say, be careful. Be careful. If you love music, be careful. Really, really put a lot of choice into where you're sitting, because once you learn how to analyze, right?
Yes.
You start to lose a little bit of that purity of experience, right? I mean, you start to know, like, I know my boy says the same here. Sometimes you're just listening to songs you've never heard before, but you know where the chords are going, so it takes a little bit of that magic away, right? So it's the old saying, ignorance is bliss, right, in many ways. But I think that it's just like the creativity side of things is just like any other muscle, man. And if you keep working it, you know, even if you're learning kind of that formal constraint, you know, it's kind of based. I mean, that's really important too, to have a certain skill set. But I always think back, you know, I mean, musicians from day one didn't have all this stuff going on, right? You know, and a lot of the best players from back when, you know what I mean? It's a continuing evolution, right? So you're always going to have people that want to kind of fit to the form. And, you know, like, I mean, every sax player, it seems, wants to be Charlie Parker. And, hey, insane skill set, there's no doubt about it. But I definitely like kind of stretching the mold and staying with just kind of that pure creativity. But, you know, I mean, there's no doubt that formal training will give you skills. But it's what you do with those skills that makes the difference, I think, right? And if you maintain a little bit of creativity, it keeps things interesting, right?
Yeah, and I think a big part of it, too, is being open to anything, especially when it comes to genres.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I've met so many people who are stuck on one genre, and I've met a lot of people who are open to anything, and the difference in their playing is totally obvious when you meet someone who keeps himself stuck to one area compared to someone who's open to anything.
We really had to drag Stefan out of the polka genre.
Yeah,
genre.
Well,
he was just
hard.
Stuck, man. He was stuck.
My dad was forcing me into that Polish polka band.
Yeah. Oh. Right?
It was rough.
Yeah. I mean, those polka nights, they get pretty rough, right? And stuff starts to fly, and it just gets really rough, man. You know, you got to have...
Rough, you know, period.
Nerves,
you know,
of steel, man. Nerves of steel.
Those Polish polka,
man. It's so true, man, because I love, like, I really can appreciate essentially any kind of music out there and different aspects of it, right? And hopefully the listeners are the same out there. And that's why we try to bring in a lot, you know, that's the beauty of being a fusion band, right? You know, we're bringing in kind of different elements from different spots. And I think, like, Herman's always been really open as well. If we got something to bring to the table, bring it to the table, right? You know,
yeah.
It's all part of the same dinner, right? You know, like, make it happen.
Well,
right?
eating from the same plate.
Right? And then, you know, it just comes down to really kind of bringing that to the table. And you never know what kind of, you know, kind of beautiful fusion can come out of it, man. And at the end of the day, if people are up there smiling, listening to what you're doing, there's nothing wrong with it in my books.
And it comes to the thing, back to the thing of change, right? It changes our whole sound. You know, you listen to the first album. Think of any band, right? Their first album is like, completely different from their most, say, an old band that's been around for 10-15 years. You listen to their first time album, you listen to their new album, and it's just, most of the time, it's different in a substantial way. So I love that. I love it when we hear a band change like that. So
see the evolution.
Us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And for us, we're able to, you know, with new influences, and different members have a make a difference too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have a few different people we play with, and they all bring their own different style to it, and whether it comes from their education or just their musical experience in general, it's just, everything's different, but we're just totally open to it. We No constraints.
Absolutely. No, I mean, no constraints. The beauty of that, you know, I mean, if you're super free, if you're super creative, then you can blame everything on improv, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you make all your mistakes. Like, that was improv, man. Yeah. You know?
Right. It's part of
get away
song.
With a lot, you know?
Yeah. I meant that.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? Come on.
Your music great. Teacher's caution reminded me of this quote, because I had a fear almost of that kind of thing. Like, what if I learned too much about music and all the joy is sucked right out of it?
Yeah.
And there's this quote, and I've just Googled it, and it looks like they're attributing it to Sun Tzu, but I thought it was somebody else, and it was a little different, but it's the same essence. He says, there are not more than 5 musical notes, yet the combinations of these 5 give rise to more melodies than can ever be heard. Mm. I'm pretty sure the quote I'm thinking of had 12.
Was that from The Art of War, you said?
Yeah.
Madness. I better reread that, man.
There are not more than 5 musical cool. notes, yet the combinations of these 5 give rise to more melodies than can ever be
so
heard.
So true, man.
And that was so encouraging. Yes. I was like, great, that's not true. We can play music forever. This will be great.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so, you know, talking about all of that, the question comes to mind, what is it that's influencing your group? Because everybody's got, you know, sometimes it's an obscure, you know, cult classic band that nobody's heard of, so you can turn people on to new music or something, or is it standard stuff? What has influenced you, Herman, with all of your writing?
I think I think just about everything and anything I can consume, influence me, right? I mean, from garbage you watch on TV and to
with the Kardashians. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Herman's favorite show.
To great little radio stations like, you know, you guys. You know, it's just everything. I was not strictly stuck to one genre, like Stefan said, and stuck in one, you know, decade. And I mean, bands come and go, you know, but only those who take risk, succeed, right? And that level of success, it can mean a lot of things, you know. I mean, for us, I believe we consider ourselves successful because, you know, we've done this day in, day out. And, you know, we've gone to pretty neat places. And that's the risk we take. I mean, you know, the fame and fortune thing, it's just gotten way out of hand, and that comes with the record companies, that they don't want to take risk anymore. They want, you know, they want something bottled, and so, you know,
reliable.
And that's what has gone awry for a lot of you know, they don't take risk. You know, it's somebody at a desk, and it's a job to them, right? But, you know, arts, you cannot constrain art like that way.
Well, you know, I see a whole new frontier that's actually quite promising because of this, is that you can, because there's so much and because there's a need and a bigger population and accessibility with the internet, et cetera, bands can literally make a career out of playing and traveling without being burdened by that corporate thing. And you don't even have to become, you know, disturbingly famous where you have no privacy, and you can still have a market out there. So I like the idea of, you know, I don't mind all the competition. I like the idea of that. So Ali's got a question for you about sneaking into a church.
Come on.
No, we can ask.
He says...
photos incriminate
you
us.
Clandestinely entered the church and took a picture of the little statue as you wanted to have it with you. For why?
I see.
I'm not sure about the story behind this, but apparently Ali does. Go ahead.
All right. I used to live in Mexico City in the 80s when I was a kid under political asylum, right? And my dad and I. And we used to visit this church. And in one of the corners, tucked away in a dark corner, was a statue of Santa Lucia. And Santa Lucia is the Queen of Light, the patron saint of light, right? Ironically, it's just tucked away in a dark corner. So that image kind of stuck with me. You know, I've been in other bands and stuff like that. And when I came across, these guys, I know Byron for about 16 years now. We've been playing together, Stefan, quite a few years as well.
Long enough.
I
way longer.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 years.
So anyways, the idea of naming this band Santa Lucia, it connects me to that time of struggle, and it connects me to a purpose, and it connects me to, you know, a belief, the connection between my culture and the music.
Wow, it sounds like you guys are playing some blues music. Yeah. Like with a Latin feel, it's like based upon oppression, depression, down, 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 but you end up making something really beautiful. It's called dynamic conversion when you, you know, take something that's really a hardship and turn it into something really great.
Beautiful. Excellent. I like that.
What song?
Dynamic conversion.
Dynamic conversion is it?
I'm going to Google that.
Yes. It's something used for corporate, how to make money out of a hard economy and that type of thing. But
be a good name for a band.
Definitely be used for, you know.
Tape. Yeah,
I've got two phones in my hands to film with.
Two different camera angles. You know,
you could do 3D.
I'm gonna try and do it this way. So all right, what is the next song we're gonna go into?
Speaking of influences, you know, I think we've been blessed by being open to a lot of stuff. I grew up listening from salsa music to, you know, B.B. King and you name it, right? You know, the contrast has always been there. In fact, our next gig, we have to adapt to it. November 19th at the Legion in Crescent Beach. We are going in as a salsa band instead of a funk rock band. So, you know, you need to adapt.
You need to bring like tortilla chips with you? Or?
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. That's going to be the hottest item on the.
We thought you were a salsa band. We brought chips. Yeah. And salsa.
So anyways, speaking of influences, you know, we listen to everything. And everyone here, I guess, can agree that, you know, they bring those ideas in. And rather than create walls saying, oh, no, you know, we don't play that.
We're not that.
Yeah, we consume it and then, you know, something comes out of that.
We complain about it later.
Exactly.
When it doesn't make the charts.
What song are you going to do next?
We're going to do a little country tune.
Cole.
This is...
Hey, I thought you were a salsa
Santa
band.
Santa Lucia, LFR, Latin Funk Rock. Ooh. On CITR 101.9 FM, The Medicine Show.
Bound for trouble from the sun. I've been walking through this cold in the dark. All alone, right by my side. They were laden with my ray of light. Come back to me.
Don't you ever come back, ever come back to me. Could I have been so foolish to let you leave? Won't you ever come back, ever come back to me?
Take it away, boy.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here.
God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh, isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media. I own my media. The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
We're back on the Medicine Show with Santa Lucia, LFR, and we're broadcasting in Vancouver from 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, live streaming as well.
On so Coast Salish territory, from Musqueam unceded land territory. Just want to throw that in there as part of the station ID and the land recognition and all. Did I cut you off?
No, no. Good. You're helping wonderfully. It's teamwork here.
Yes.
That actually sounded beautiful. Yeah.
Good. I wanted to say, first of all, plugs. You guys got the show coming up at the Legion in Crescent Beach.
Crescent Beach, White Rock.
Mud Bay area.
By the border. November 19th, we're going to be a salsa orchestra, actually, for that gig.
Chips and salsa.
A lot of dancers.
Salsa
orchestra. That sounds amazing.
That's how adaptable these guys are.
Mango salsa.
Expandable.
Jamming with the guacamole and
California Highway Patrol.
I'm getting hungry.
Okay,
La Migra won't be there. So,
okay, so there's that gig and ya,
for now.
Yep.
And what about recordings and to and for albums? I know we got the
Suppressed Anthems.
Suppressed Anthems. That's correct. So this is your second album, isn't it?
Yep.
So where do people, I guess, just all online look up Santa Lucia LFR, like Latin funk rock?
SantaLuciaMusic.com, actually.
Great stuff. They're on Facebook.
Stuff on iTunes and, you know, all the same, you know, usual
stuff. Do you consider yourself Googleable?
It is. Depends who's Googleable.
I don't know. I've never tried that, but...
I'm not going to lie. I tried it once, and I think there's a Wikipedia page. Not going to lie. I don't know who's running it.
Oh, boy.
That one crazy fan.
Must be the manager in
the guy in Guantanamo.
Okay, so in case you didn't know and you've heard that song, Guantanamero, it's about somebody from Guantanamo Bay, Guantanamo area. It's online, blah, blah, blah. You can catch Santa Lucia out there, and we want to do a last song before you guys leave
last song?
The house.
Okay. How about if we leave our audience with a happy tune, little cumbia, little Latin stuff, right? Okay.
What's it called?
This one's going to be called Who's Gonna Bail Me Out?
Ah, Jess.
Of Guantanamo?
Ah, Jess. You may
a
have
sequel
heard this
to
one.
Guantanamo, actually.
Yeah. We have actually...
good looking for jail, so we gotta get
there. Here we go.
Hold on. Okay, let's start again.
We'll do some media, social media.
Santa Lucia LFR on the Medicine Show.
Uno, dos, tres,
cuatro. $100 billion, who's gonna bail me out? I don't butt up in a flash, who's gonna bail me out? World under my feet, it's dragging me under. I feel I'm losing my grip, it's a matter of time now. Bailing out the bloody banks, who's gonna bail me out? Any mouth to get a vow, who's gonna bail me out? The world under my feet, dragging me under. Won't you send the money my way, my family needs some now. Gonna bail me out, who's gonna bail me out? Out of a joke in a flash, who's gonna bail me out? The world under my feet is dragging me under. I feel I'm losing my grip, a matter of time now.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
All right. That was Santa Lucia on the Medicine Show. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Oh, thank you, guys. Yeah. It's great having us here.
Till next time. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We've got our opportunity to say our thanks. And so anybody got any shout-outs or thanks to anybody out there in the world?
That's a tough one to put me on the spot. Captain Crunch, yeah.
Bringing that vitamin D3, you know.
The cereal?
Oh, that vitamin D from Captain Crunch, buddy.
I'd like to thank Captain Crunch, the person, and you know who I'm talking about.
Thanks to anyone, everyone who comes out and everyone who comes to the shows and supports us in any way. It's always nice. Mom, dad. Girlfriend, you know, three big ones there.
The cat.
There's always those kind of diehard fans, and we'd like to thank everybody out there that just keeps music going, man. And then we'd like to thank you guys, obviously, for having us, because it brings kind of awareness out there, what's going on with people and music and the connections that people have, and the pendulum. It's all about the pendulum, babies.
Man, that was all about the.
Benjamin.
It's all about the pendulums.
It's all about the pendulums, baby. Yeah.
All about the
pendulums. All right. Well, every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land. So tune in next week on The Medicine Show. We will have more live music and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Night Music, Christopher Hyman with Ali Ghazani, DJ Ali Baba, and Jason Lawrence. Let's give thanks.
I want to hear the little teeny tiny poem that you wrote. Bring it up. Come on.
Come on, man. Poetry. Roses are red, baby. How would anybody know that?
Fresh is dawn. Where is it?
Did you write that?
What's that?
You wrote the poem?
No, he's got a poem here somewhere.
Who wrote it?
I'm looking for his poem so we can read it, whether he likes it or not.
All right.
Where is it?
Your heart moves like a...
Tonight I was in a silent mood.
Okay. It goes... Did you get it? You find it?
Yeah, you want me to read it?
Yeah, please.
You read
go
it.
Ahead.
Okay, I'll read it. We're very organized here.
I love it.
Your heart moves like a pendulum, the weight of the blood carrying as it beats, sways, and springs. There you go.
Beautiful.
So let's give thanks. Thank you to the maker. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city.
Gracias.
Gracias, un placer.
Gracias.
Buenas noches, cabrones.
So let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, The Medicine Show. We're going to leave you with the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music.
Nice.
Thanks for listening. Good
night.
Like it. And the next program is The Late Show with DJ Ray.
and the crowd is growing bigger.